Does anyone really know what goes on behind the scenes of Chicago's neighborhoods? As a native Chicagoan, Gabriela Santiago explains how it feels to live at 24th and Oakley, where gangs are a problem.
Do you think all those who call gangsters can be a good influence in your life? Well, it can. In my neighborhood, all you hear is the word ghetto or gangsters. It gets kind of frustrating when you hear it on every block. All the gangsters and the crew hang around corners and start riots with everyone that pass by. Every night you see drug dealers on corners selling drugs to little kids. All these gangsters do is mess up people's life, especially little kids, trying to live their life to the fullest. Nowadays you see little kids on bikes who ride around all day throwing up the fork to all the folks. They be walking down the street with a joint in their hand, not looking to see if the cops are around. All they care about is smoking a joint and the parties they have every week and how they can get those so-called females. I don't really walk down the street called 23rd because that is where they hang out, and I'm too embarrassed to even look at my brother with all of them. Ever since he got out of jail, I've never looked at my brother the same way as before. He seems like a total stranger to me. Every day I have to put up with these gangsters in my house. When they are in my house, I feel so violated, like I've just got raped. All they do is mess up my family even more than they already did. Every night I go to bed scared and terrified of what is going to happen out there and to my brother. Every night he is up to no good. He doesn't realize that I know more than what he thinks I do. He always tries to hide things from me. He doesn't know that every time I see him smoke a joint, it makes me lose a lot of respect for him. When I talk to him, I can't even stare into his eyes because all I think about is how much he made me and my family suffer. Personally, I will never forgive him for things he's done and said. I don't even dare to ask him why he's in a gang. Just the thought of asking gets me scared in what he will answer. The experiences in my neighborhood helped me to be a better person and value things that I have. My brother helped me realize things that are very important. I think that a bad neighborhood can help you grow up with a lot of knowledge about life and prepare you for your life's journey.
Thank you.